Okay, so the hustings have just finished here at Queen's University Belfast. I'm now with Paula Bradshaw, the Alliance Party candidate for South Belfast. First of all, Paula, how did you think the evening went tonight?
Well, I think that the event went very well. There were certainly lots of questions that were asked, but I'm not really sure that we really got to a lot of the Westminster issues that are actually this election's about.
Obviously, a lot of our listeners will be students, and one of the biggest issues is tuition fees. It seemed whenever you were answering the question on tuition fees, you kind of said, look, you're going to have to ask Minister Farry whether the Alliance Party will support an increase or not in tuition fees. What's your personal position?
Well, my personal position on the tuition fees is I think that they're pitched just right. I think that if they were free, we wouldn't be able to afford the system, but if they were more, then I think it'd be too much of a deterrent. So, in terms of the current policy, I'm very much in favour of it. The reason I referenced Dr. Farry is because this is his portfolio and he's privy to information that I'm not, as just a councillor. So it was more not to undermine anything that he may bring forward in the Assembly at another stage. But in terms of my personal preference, it would be to keep them just where they are.
Okay, thanks for that. And is this something you would have conversations with Stephen Farry, who is of course the Department of Employment and Learning Minister? I mean, how much sway, if you're elected as an MP, could you really have over the Minister?
I think that the problem is that, if we value our education system, we're going to have to make sure that it has enough money to deliver. And I think that that's where it is. And that's my point, that Dr. Farry is going to have to look at options about how he can fund the system. So, whatever discussions he's having with officials within Queen's, that's his business, because he will obviously be backed up by his own advisors around that. But now I know that there have been questions that I've put through to him and he's responded to it, and the Alliance Party is a very democratic party, so if there were some issues that I wanted to raise, he would certainly make time for me.
Okay, now one big issue that we cover on our show as well is if you're trying to get more young women in particular into politics. You said something that kind of shocked me tonight, was that you felt that you had to leave the Ulster Unionist Party because you actually faced some sexist abuse. Can you tell us any more about that?
Well, that was really just during the selection process. I was asked questions about childcare, and when somebody raised it with the party council and said, it's not right that the other candidates who have children of the same age were not asked the same question, they said, well, there's no real question, there's no case to answer there. And I find that really... It was right about the same time that Tom Elliott was talking about never going to a gay pride or go to a GAA match, and I just thought that the party really is not going to stand up to sexism, homophobia or sectarianism, and that was the time that I bowed out.